slowly run race, but she flash timed to run second. She was unlucky in the bell of the turf before that, so her time will come. Anisha, again, not sure how much there is left this prep, but put her in the black book, because I think if you black book those three and follow them, you'll make some money. So that's On the Spot, Superstar Bob, and Anisha.
Thanks for joining us on The Wrap this morning, Paul.
And thanks for coming in, Paul. As late notice that you had to come and help us out today. Terrific job. And hopefully Simon's back on deck next week if he's right to go. But if he's not, hopefully, Paul, they can get you back in to do another shift.
Yeah, fair enough. All the best to Simon too. And yes, I'm sure he'll be back here very soon. That's it for The Wrap. We'll take a break and back with more.
The Big Sports Breakfast. The Big Sports Breakfast.
Cronulla Sharks coach Shane Flanagan on how attractive his role is after winning the premiership.
I'm here for the next 3 years. I think that the club's taken some giant steps towards, obviously winning our first premiership. And you know, the next challenge is just to stay up there and be a top four team this year and see what happens at the end of the season. But you know, there's a new challenge for the club, and you know, as I said, I want to be part of that. And as I said, it's been a really good journey, and looking forward to the next part of it.
The Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, TAB and USG Boral.
Get a 10% Bingley gift card with any 4K UHD TV at Bingley. Yes, a 10% Bingley gift card with a 4K UHD TV. Here's the deal. Buy a TV with around 8 million tiny dots called pixels on the screen.
Lano, did you count them?
Mum, the tech guys did. And they call it 4K UHD, ultra high definition. Get a 10% gift card when you buy one at Bingley.
And there's a great deal more in store.
For a limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Now, this next caller found love in a very unusual place. Tell us about it, Damo.
Yeah, I was actually out on a boat with the boys.
I'm intrigued.
It was the TJ Smith Stakes. I was miles from a TV, so I watched it live on my TAB app. And Chautauqua, wow!
You've got to love that. It's easy to love a bet when you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live, and relive the action with the TAB app.
TAB, we love a bet.
Replays not available on Victorian thoroughbred races. Gamble responsibly.
Experience Sydney racing at its best with a 2017 Australian Turf Club membership.
Get access to exclusive events, world-class facilities and money can't buy experiences across four iconic racetracks.
Join today. Visit theatc.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, and this is Sunday morning. We're about to take a look at the program of racing up there at Wyong today, our major meeting here in New South Wales. We race also up at Ballina, of course, racing around Australia. It'll all be covered here on Sky Sports Radio throughout the afternoon. Kevin Wolfe will be your host from 1 o'clock for this Sunday of racing. Coming up a bit later this morning, we go Chasing and Pacing Rewind. We'll have Fred Hastings along to talk about pacing. We'll have Stuart Turner with the latest chasing news. Big night, of course, last night at Wentworth Park. And later on, we go into our other previews. But Wyong is our main meeting in New South Wales today. And joining us on line from Wyong is Chris Allen. Good morning to you, Chris.
Yeah, good morning.
How are things at Wyong today?
Yeah, look, the weather's come out very fine now, so yeah, lovely day.
Okay, and the track rating?
Track's come up a good fall this morning, so yeah, you've got a little bit of give in it, and hopefully, yeah, should probably upgrade to a good three later on.
Okay, well, let's hope for that upgrade, and should be a great day at Wyong today.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. So seven races on the card, the first at 1:25, and the last will see us out at 5 o'clock, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
Chris Allen there from Wyong, looking at the program. So repeating, weather is overcast. The track is good for, but as Chris mentioned, hoping for an upgrade a little later on the day with that overcast to find weather conditions predicted there for Wyong today. So the first, as mentioned, of there are seven races on the card at Wyong to go at 1:25 today. And this first event on the card is the running of the Benchmark 60 over a journey of 2,100 metres. And to look at all the form and find us a winner or two, I'm sure. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Paul. Nice enough day. Looks pretty good out there. I'm still at home at the moment. But yep. Blue skies, seven race Sunday program. Nice relaxing day at Wyong, and people should get there. It's a really good day out with great facilities.
Yeah, always a great day at Wyong races, that's for sure. As we've heard Chris mention, it's a good four, but they're hoping with the good weather possibly for an upgrade a little later on in the day. As I said, the Benchmark 60 gets us underway, Gary, and this race over the 2100, and in the first, Sejinho is the $1.90 Tab Fixed Odds favourite early. Bandit Bay is $4.60. $5 Bill's a goodie. $6 for Great Orator. And the only other one in the field is Fraser's. $11 the outsider, Gary.
Look, Sejinho, he's a New Zealander, trained by Richard Collett, Jason's father. He's in the Warwick Farm Stable. He's had three runs in Australia, and his last run, he absolutely bolted in at Wyong over the 2100 back on the 4th of January. It was only a field of six. He's running second in the run. He was 20-1 too, and he just raced away. We've only got the five runners here. He'll take up a position up close. I can't see why he won't win again the way that he won so easy the other day, and he should win. Number two, Great Orator, I had him for second. Won well at Gosford, coming from a mile back, as he usually does, over 2100. Now, I don't know what happened at Taree. Failed there over 2000, his next start. Run fifth of six, beat 12 lengths, but he can mix his form a fair bit. But if he brings his best form into the home track today, I thought he'd be the main threat. Number one, Fraser's, is getting on in age, but you know, he's still holding some form. He runs fifth at Kempsey in the Stayers race up there, beaten five lengths last start, 60.5 on his back. He's got a bit more today than that, but he's a horse that's capable of doing something in a small field like this as well. And number four, Bill's a goodie. Very disappointing his last two, but he is better than that. And, of course, we've got Bandit Bay. He's on trial, you would think, at the distance, but has been racing pretty well. So the numbers are 3, 2, 1, and 4.
3, 2, 1, and 4 in the first. On to race number two. This is a class two over 1600 metres. A field of five to contest here. No scratchings. And Fashion Snips is the favourite here for Kieran McAvoy and Chris Lees at $2. We're looking at $3.20 Tycoon Flutter, $5 Cinema Paradiso, $6.50 for Savinia. And the outsider of the five is Von Galetta at $14, Gary.
I think she's the better of the day, number two, Fashion Snips. Look, she has been disappointing, but the mare's had issues. I think she had a throat problem there for sometimes. She's part owned by Lib Patagno, who owns Lucia Valentina. And there's some Newcastle people, Chris Snedden, a good friend of mine, an accountant in Newcastle. He's in the ownership as well. She's had three runs. This Chris Lees has got it. Chris won a race Friday night at Canterbury. He won a race yesterday in town. He won a race yesterday at Newcastle. So the stable's absolutely flying, something like 65 or 65 winners in the first 6 months of the season. Well, the first 6 months isn't actually up yet, another week to go. But Chris is having a great year. Now, we'll go back first up at Warwick Farm. She got a mile back and didn't do much. But second up, she was very unlucky at Warwick Farm. She got beat four lengths there just after Christmas. Got beat a length, should I say, or a bit less than a length. She ran fourth beyond Murragoldry. And that'll be very good form for a race like this. Then she came to Gosford the other day, got a mile back. I thought she might win there in a wide betting race, but she got to the line and ended up running second, beat three quarters of a length. Kieran McAvoy rode her first up, then Jason Collett and Damien Oliver, but Kieran's back on today. She normally gets back. There's only five runners. Savinia may lead it, let it scone the other day and got nailed late. It's going to be up there on the speed. I don't know about Von Galetta. No, it normally could be up closer, but she normally gets back a bit. Five runners, it won't matter. And she'll be very strong to the line, Fashion Snips. One Tycoon Flutter's been well backed. It's the obvious danger. It ran fourth at Kembla the other day, beating a couple of lengths to I'm Rockin' last start. Prior to that, Deluxe beat her. Or beat him when he runs second at the Beaumont, and Deluxe has been flying on the Beaumont track. So he's got the form to be the main threat, the number two, Fashion Snips. That's the top weight. Number five, Savinia. She tried to lead all the way, as I said, at Scone the other day and got nailed in the last bit there by Image of Love. She'll probably lead again here on the home track, and she's got to be a good chance in the race. Number three, Cinema Paradiso. Last couple of runs have only been ordinary at Gosford and Randwick, but she is better than that. and she could run into a place in a small field. 2, 1, 5, and 3.
Okay, Gary, on to race number 3. This is for the 4-year-olds and upwards, a maiden plate over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here, one scratching, is number 3, Mr. Mile. We're looking at My Millie Moo at $2.10, equal favourite with Jervis Knight at $2.10. We look further then to the $8 quote for Sports Tycoon, and then out to double figures the rest.
I like Jervis Knight, trained by the Hawks family. Been doing his racing in Victoria out of the Hawk stable there. He only got beat a header along head at Mooney Valley back at, now we're looking at 12 months ago in January when he just got beat there. And then he finished close up in a couple of runs at Geelong, one in July and then another 6 months off or 5 months off. And then he ran fourth at Geelong again in December. Then he ran third at Sandown, beaten 3 lengths his last run. He's obviously got issues because he's been, you know, really spaced his runs. September 15, then January 16, July 16, December 16, and now his second run this time in. He'll be a lot fitter now, and they've had two cracks at him this time in, where in previous preps he's only had the one run. So I'm thinking that he'll beat these. Son of O'Reilly, New Zealand bred gelding, and Jay Ford's riding for the Hawks stable here today. 2, Je Vois Knight to win. Obviously, the second pick in the race is the other equal favourite, mate, My Millie Moo, which is number 6. She had 3 good placings in a row at Hawkesbury on the Beaumont track and at Hawkesbury again before she finished midfield at Kembla the other day. That was her first run the other day at Kembla. Prior to that, the form was very, very good. She's going to take plenty of beating in this class of race here today, My Millie Moo. Number 5, Sports Tycoon, trained by Kristen Buchanan on the track. Kristen's taken the blinkers off today and the pacifiers. Run third at Coffs Harbour the other day. Could easily sneak into a place here. And number 9, best of the others, Slovakian for Mark Connors. 2, 6, 5, and 9.
Okay, Gary, on to race number 4 on the card. This gets the main quaddy underway. Fillies and Mares handicap over 1,200 metres. The scratching here is number 10, Cristallo Rosso. We do have a riding change on 11, Liberal Lady. It's now Jake Pracy Holmes. And the favourite in the race is number 3, Long Time Ago, at $3.80. 4.40 for Zephyrine. We're looking at $5 for both the Pinnacle and also So Hard to Catch.
Paul, one that you haven't even mentioned, I think it was about $8 last night. I think the top way to run here, Willie, Medaglia Valore.
Yeah, it is $8, Gary.
Yeah, well, Gerald Ryan's got the horse, got the mare, and James Innes will claim 1.5. So left 56.5 on its back, run a string of placings. Last time in, had 3 starts for 3 placings. Wyong, Gosford and Kembla over the 1,000 and the 1,100 metres. Goes 1,200 first up today on the back of a good trial at Rosehill, where it ran on very strongly to be just beaten by Refuge Bay in the trial on the 30th of December. I think it's got a terrific chance here, particularly each way at that those odds. This is a very interesting race, Paul, because you've got Long Time Ago first up, whose mother's a Group 1 winner, Once Were Wild, and owned by John Singleton and a couple of others. You've got So Hard to Catch, who trialled extremely well, a first starter, number 4 of Mark Newnham's by Hard Spun, this fella. The trial was very good. Josh Parr's riding it. Zephyrine, number 5, the other day at Wyong, because of the wide alley, they had to take it back, and it ran on very strong to run third in a real good race beyond Swalu. And Mollified went all right the other day. So you've got a number of chances. But I was with Medaglia Valore, as I said. I'd put number 5, Zephyrine, in for second, get a much better run for the barrier today. Abdullah to ride, it'll be very strong. Number 3, Long Time Ago, the favourite on the strength of a trial in which it was ridden out recently in the trial, first up today. And number 4, So Hard to Catch, whose trial was good. 1, 5, 3, and 4.
Okay, Gary, on to race number 5. This is the second leg of the quaddie today, the first leg of the daily double, and this is for the Colts, Geldings and Entires, a maiden handicap over 1,200 metres. And the scratching here is number 2, Battle Fury. In the market, or Eusebio, is that how we pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so.
Eusebio, yep. Brett Navdella aboard for John O'Shea is the $2.30 favourite, sprinting to win at $2.60. We then look to Polar Blast at $6, and Hutcho is at $7.
Not a lot between numbers 1 and 5. I think one of the two will win. I've only put the two in my quadrilla. Eusebio has had two runs back in August, September. Ran second at Kembla, beaten about a head, went favourite by Argentina on debut, and then went to Hawkesbury and run second, beaten a length by Pleasant. He's had two recent trials, won a trial very easily recently at Randwick. He'd be wound up, ready to go. Good barrier, duller to ride. I've got him slightly on top of number 5, sprinting to win. Blake Shin coming to ride it. For the Snowdens, he's had a couple of recent trials. Just got beaten by Onslaught. The trial at Onslaught was very impressive at Gosford on Thursday. It's only race start. His only race start sprinting to win. He run fourth to Suzanne, beaten 1.6 at Canterbury, and that's very, very good form for this race. So one on top to beat number 5. Number 4, a first starter, give it a place chance, Polar Blast for Gerald Ryan. And number 6, Hutcho, who's the other one. 1, 5, 4, and 6.
Okay, Gary, we're on to race number 6 already, due to go at 4:20, and this is the Wyong Chamber of Commerce, 3-year-old over the 1,000 metres, and here are a few scratchings. Numbers 1, 2, 8 and 12 are scratched here. We find the favourite is Shock Alert, Blake Shin riding there for your, Bjorn Baker, $2.70. $3.50 for Teteria for Brent Navdella. Then we're out to Fleur, number 7 at $4.40. And $5.50 for So Spirited for Josh Parr. What do you like here?
I think Fleur will be very hard to beat here. First starter from the Hawk stable. By not a single doubt. Trial nicely at Rosehill recently, won a trial easily there, and I'm sure it'll be ready to go first up. Drawn a bit tricky there. It is only a 1,000 metre race, but it is drawn a bit tricky, but has any luck, I think it'll be very hard to beat. The first starter, the other first starter, Shock Alert, is a favourite, as you said. It's been placed in two recent trials, one at Wyong and one at Warwick Farm, not beaten far in either. By Shocking, actually, the Melbourne Cup winner, this gelding. He's thrown a couple of horses that can win 1,000-metre races, Shocking. One of them Chris Lees has got. And this horse obviously goes pretty good. Got a hell of a number of owners in the horse. Bjorn Baker himself is one of them. And I'd expect that on debut with Shin aboard and Barrier 1. He's, well, that's why he's favourite. He's going to take a ton of beating. Number 10, Teteria. From the O'Shea camp, the Godolphin horse. It ran third in a recent trial. Was well beaten in the trial, but wasn't allowed to do much. I made it my third pick in the race. And number 6, So Spirited for Joe Pride. Got an awkward alley, but a couple of good placings last time in. 7, 5, 10, and 6.
Okay, Gary, and so we move to the last race, number 7. This is the Championships at Wyong, 23rd of February, benchmark 65. Just before we look at that race, we're looking forward to the Championships, and of course, Wyong, 23rd of February for them.
Yeah, they're coming up very quickly, mate. The country and provincial championships, and there's a hell of a lot of interest, as there has been ever since they were inaugurated. You know, it's such massive prize money, the final, but the heats are big prize money as well. And the provincial and the country trainers, you know, they set them well in advance for these races. And, of course, we're going to have our heats will be at Wyong and at Kembla and at Gosford and at Newcastle and at Hawkesbury. And then the big final, I think it's in early April this year. And then the country, there's a hell of a lot of interest there. Trainers like Matt Dunn, he's got about a dozen horses, Matty. And the Willumbari's horses are flying. He's got a, you know, he's got about a dozen that he's going to, you know, well, he won't, probably won't try and qualify with all of them, but they're all horses that could qualify. Greg Bennett was telling me the other day at Tamworth he's got 4 or 5 and he won it last year with Clearly Innocent. You know, they're going to be great series again, there's no doubt about that, and, you know, that massive prize money.
Yeah, no, it's certainly great for racing, and yeah, we look forward to that coming up, of course, through February into March and April. That will be all covered here, right here on Sky Sports Radio, of course. Okay, so race 7, the Championships at Wyong, 23rd of February, benchmark 65. We'll complete the program today. Positive problems and also Glib are equal favourites here at $4.20, $4.80 for Mary Rani, and then we get out to the $8 for Booksell, and we're looking at double figures the rest. The next best there would be the $11 quote for both King's Tariff, along with Three Hats, and also Kangaroo.
Yeah, open race, number of chances, trial in the joint down the top eight, the mare, positive problems. She beat Guard of Honour in a trial at Wyong, and then she beat Zootman in a trial and Realised Potential in a trial at Warwick Farm. Last time out, or last time in, Bjorn got her up to 1,900 metres before she went to the paddock. She won a mile race at Wyong. Ran a couple of good seconds on the Beaumont track end at Hawkesbury. But she has won an 1150 metre race, so the 1200 first up. She'll sprint well. The barrier's good. And young McDougall, who's in great form, he'll claim too. Blake will have 58 on its back. Positive problems. I got it on top. Army Just, ahead of the Snowden horse, number 8, Mary Rani. Another good ride for Kieran McAvoy today. Mary Rani has had a couple of recent trials to get fit for this. Last time in, it was a good winner. Beat Allegheny one day at Gosford and run, not beaten far by Interstellar at Rose Hill back in July. So she's my danger. Number 9, Glib, going okay for Jason Coyle. Not far off a win. And number 10, Buxell, another one of the Snowdens. Scratch yesterday to run here. 1, 8, 9 and 10. Paul?
Yeah.
You had a replacement. He might have only had one ride. Rory Hutchings. One race here. He was on the bottom weight in a race here today.
Okay, I'll just try and find...
sure which...
Yeah, Jake Precy Holmes was replacing McDougall on Liberal Lady.
Yeah,
but,
no, Rory had one ride here today, and he told me yesterday in the jockey's room.
Yeah.
He did hurt his ankle or leg at Newcastle yesterday.
Right.
He said to me, I won't be riding that horse tomorrow, so I was just wondering whether you had a replacement. I've got it in here. Race 3, number 10, Tippy Toe.
Yep, Kieran McAvoy.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Rory got injured injured yesterday, mate. Yep. Look, on a day where it's not easy to find specials, a couple of odds on one, so one of them, the first one, but I've come $2. Now Fashion Snips is out to $2. I'll make it the best bet. Race 2, number 2, mate. And I'll give you my quality numbers there.
Yeah.
Because races they're pretty open.
Yeah, races 4 through 7.
Yeah,
of course,
1, 5, 3 and 4. I'd box the 4 of them in race 5. Sorry, did I say race 5?
Yeah, race 4.
Race 4, I'd box the 4 of them, 1, 5, 3 and 4.
Yep.
Race 5, I just stood out the 2 here. 1, Eusebio, and number 5, Sprinting to Win. I've only put the 2 in my quaddie here. Race 6, I put the 4 of them in, 7, 5, 10 and 6. And in the last, 1, 8 and 9 in the last of the day, mate.
Okay, so we're 1, 5, 3, 4 into 1 and 5,
yep.
Into 7, 5, 10, 6, into 1, 8 and 9.
Yeah, exactly, mate. It looks a lovely day outside. Blue skies everywhere. And as I said earlier, the racing's been sensational at Wyong. And no reason why it won't be a good meeting there today. And the facilities are outstanding, as you know.
Yep.
Mate, I was going to mention something while we've got a bit of time. For the first time ever, and I don't know whether there is another one in New South Wales, the Newcastle and Hunter Hall of Fame Racing Hall of Fame is going to be inaugurated. Now, we know we've got the Australian Racing Hall of Fame.
Yes.
But I don't know about any others in New South Wales. Now, this was the brainchild of Greg Radley, an overcastrian, as you know. And Greg lives in the Newcastle region, and he spoke to me about it. And I said, yeah, great idea. So he went to Matt Benson, who's the CEO of the NJC, and he thought it was a terrific idea. So what they've come up with, you can get a nomination form, contact the Newcastle Jockey Club, and they'll give you the website. Get a nomination form and you can nominate whoever. We've got 4 categories, horses, jockeys, trainers and associates. You go way back. Mm-hmm. It's for Newcastle and the Hunter. And Hunter, and that's what it's called, and the nominations close on the 31st of January.
Yeah.
The selection panels, Greg Radley, Ray Thomas, News Limited Racing Editor, myself, and Brian Judd, who's back on the board of the NJC, but he's worked for years for Racing New South Wales. He's a former Newcastle Jockey Club CEO, Brian. He's the chairman.
Yeah.
And it's a great idea. We're going to have a big function on the 15th of March at the Jockey Club in one of the function areas. And, of course, 2 days later is the Group 3 Newmarket Handicap and the opening of the new track at Newcastle, the course proper. And there's going to be barrier trials, 3 of them there, this coming Wednesday at Newcastle. And they're also going to have a few at a race meeting in February. They're going to have 4 of the races are going to be run on the course proper as a hit-out. So big things happening there, mate.
Absolutely. And that Hall of Fame, all I can think of is Ian Craig's call. What was it? The Colossal Colt from the coal fields.
Well, he'll be in there. Whether he'll be in
sure
the first
one,
I can't guarantee that because I'm only one of 4 judges.
But yeah.
I'll throw a few eligible names to you. Robert Thompson,
yep.
Luskin Starr,
yes.
Schwarzier, all 3 of them are in the Australian Racing Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The late Max Lees, John Wade, who won a Golden Slipper,
yeah.
And a 2-year-old Grand Slam on Luskin. His father, Bill, Roy Hinton, horses like Lucia Valentina,
yeah.
Samantha Miss. Mate, when you go deep into it, and we've got a researcher, Sam North, former racing writer for the Newcastle Herald,
yeah.
Researching all these things, it's amazing what you come up with.
It's going to be
when
a big task,
when you go
task,
back to the 40s
it?
And that, well, superstars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a big job
yeah.
to do, but it, you know, it's going to be very worthwhile, there's no doubt about that.
Will be great, that's for sure. Gary, thanks for your time today, and good luck up at Wyong. We'll
yeah,
hear you
good
from
to talk
the
to you, mate. The late mail will come through.
Yeah,
on the radio as it does each day, and I hope we have a bit more luck than we had at Newcastle yesterday.
Fair enough.
Right, mate.
Good on you, Gary. Thank Gary you. Harley there joining us, looking at the Wyong program in New South Wales today, and exciting news, isn't it, about the Hall of Fame. Being established up there at Newcastle. In the Jockeys Challenge at Wyong today, Josh Parr, $2.80 favourite. Jason Collard at $3. Kieran McAvoy, $5.50. Jay Ford at $6. Brett Navdala, $7.50. Blake Shin, $11. Rachel King at $101. And any other jockey at $51 for Wyong today. That's the Jockeys Challenge. It's 27 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio gives you much more summer racing and sports with BSB Extra.
Straight after the big sports breakfast at 9, Monday to Friday,
BSB Extra talks racing
with some of the best experts in the business,
plus players and personalities.
This is Grand Slam tennis, and you know it's the year's first Grand Slam championship. It's in our backyard.
BSB Extra has crucial daily updates from Flinders Park
right through Australia's tennis Grand Slam in Melbourne,
plus all the tab betting moves. BSB Extra on Sky Sports Radio.
Heading back to school or uni, or just around the corner? Bingley has got all your computing needs covered with fantastic bargains from all the best brands. Head into Bingley today and grab a hot back to school and uni bargain while stocks last.
Sky Sports Radio gives you much more summer racing and sports with BSB Extra.
Straight after the big sports breakfast at 9, Monday to Friday,
BSB Extra talks racing
with some of the best experts in the business,
plus players and personalities.
This is Grand Slam tennis, and you know it's the year's first Grand Slam championship. It's in our backyard.
BSB Extra has crucial daily updates from Flinders Park
right through Australia's tennis Grand Slam in Melbourne,
plus all the tab betting moves. BSB Extra on Sky Sports Radio.
Cream of Country 2017 is a cracker featuring Nashville's hottest hits. There's Chris Young with Cassidy Pope, Kip Moore, Carrie Underwood, Sam Hunt, there's Kelsey Ballerini, Jake Owen, Jason Aldean, Brad Paisley and more. 22 of Nashville's hottest hits and stars, plus a big bonus DVD. Dream of Country 2017. Get it now.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Sky Sports Radio, and this is Sunday morning, and we're about to talk harness racing.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing, Sky Sports Radio.
And talking harness racing with us this morning is Fred Hastings, and we say good morning to you, Fred.
G'day, Paul. Hello, everybody. Yes, what a cracking weekend we've had with some great racing, both not only at Menangle last night, but of